Tuesday, March 31st, Drama Unit, Costume Design, Lesson 1, Basics of Costume Design. Costume design is the most personal aspect of design. The costume designer must create clothes for characters that, on the one hand, reflect the ideas and goals of the play, but on the other, should look like the character chose the clothing in the same way you choose yours every day. Similarly, because we all wear clothes but probably do not design houses, audiences and actors will make strong personal associations with what a character is wearing on stage. The costume designer's goals are similar to the set designer's goals. These goals can be broken into 5 categories. Costume should help establish 1. Tone and style, 2. Time and place, 3. Character information, and costumes should 4. Aid the performer, and 5. Coordinate with the director's and other designers' concepts. Costumes give information on the tone and style of a play. They may look just like what we wear today, or they may look like what people really wore at the time in which the play is set. Both of these would be illusionistic costuming. On the other hand, costumes might be representative of an idea in the play. For example, actors costumed in robes or unitards of various colors will establish a theatrical style. A different stylized approach to costuming might also use some period elements mixed with contemporary dress. This would give the audience a flavor of historical period without trying to create a full theatrical illusion of another time and place. Line and mass. The first important element of a costume is its silhouette, which combines its line and mass. Silhouette is the fastest way to identify the time and place of a period costume. Silhouette also tells what parts of the body are emphasized, hidden, or displayed by the clothing. Contrast a Restoration woman silhouette with a woman dressed to go out today. The Restoration woman wore an enormous skirt with underskirts and pantiers to increase its mass, yet wore a bodice with an extremely low, wide neckline. The woman today might wear a skirt, heels, and blouse, emphasizing the length of her legs. The Restoration woman would never show her legs, while few contemporary women would dare wear a Restoration neckline. A costume designer considers composition on several different levels. She composes a single costume, she creates a composition of a single color over the duration of the play, and she composes how the entire cast should look when on the stage together at any moment of the play. Usually a central character will change radically through the play's action, and the character's successive costumes should show the character's evolution. Factors that a costume designer considers when composing the costume of the entire cast might include putting the leading characters in more noticeable clothing, working within a restricted color palette, or demonstrating relationships among characters through silhouette or color so that some look good and some silly together. Space and color. Space is less a factor for costume designers than set directors because their canvas is always the human body. Color in costumes functions similarly to color in set design. It has 4 properties. We associate certain colors with comedy versus tragedy or with other kinds of moods, and color must be used with less subtlety than in life to compensate for the distance between the audience and actors. Texture. Texture in costume is slightly different from set design. The first element of texture is in the fabric itself. Satins are smooth and shiny, while lace is light and highly textured, and tweed is heavy and highly textured. On the stage, plastics, leathers, furs, feathers, and other materials may also be combined with fabric. Two-dimensional texture is provided by the fabric's patterns. Paisley, plaid, and polka dots have a busy visual texture, for example. Many costumes are composed of multiple fabrics, making up multiple articles of clothing, plus accessories, making an elaborate visual texture. Movement. Movement is an element of visual design only in art forms that move through time: video, film, theater, kinetic sculpture. Costumes must move with an actor through space, and the amount of movement should reflect the character and action of the play. Light or loosely woven fabrics move more freely than heavy or tightly woven fabrics, or than other costume materials like leather or plastic. Consider the romantic ballerina's tea-length tutu of gauze versus the armor worn in a Shakespearean history play.